And that brings us to the Rural News with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi Christchurch. Kia ora e hoa. And fireworks are expected at Beef and Lamb's annual meeting today.
Kia ora, Charlotte. That's right. A Southland farmer is set to move a vote of no confidence in the Board of Beef and Lamb New Zealand at its AGM in New Plymouth. Hugh Gardine put the vote forward because of Beef and Lamb's support of He Waka Eka Noa, the primary sector partnership, which was tasked with coming up with a way for farmers to pay for their on-farm emissions. Beef and Lamb Chair Andrew Morrison says every farmer had the chance to submit a remit to the board.
I've had a yarn to Hugh, and it is specifically around Beef and Lamb's positioning around He Waka Eka Noa as they voted no confidence, all that the board does. So it's quite specific. I did point out to Hugh that there are two remits that are voted on by all those farmers in New Zealand that want to participate, one of them being that Beef and Lamb should exit He Waka Eka Noa, and another one pertaining to negotiations. But Hugh still wanted to put this vote of no confidence up.
Andrew Morrison says the vote of no confidence can only be voted by those at the physical meeting, whereas the remits are voted by all farmers. As mentioned, there is a remit for Beef and Lamb to leave He Waka Eka Noa. Mr Morrison says following voting today, the board will review the results and make a decision.
And some exporters are seeing improvements to the shipping schedules.
They are. A Gisborne-based citrus exporter says the upcoming lemon harvest should be easier this year as shipping rates have dropped and schedules have improved. First Fresh procures and markets citrus fruit to buyers both here and overseas. Managing Director Ian Albers says the new season crop, which they've just begun harvesting, is looking good.
They're still hard and green, but we're just starting to see a bit of colour change happening now. We think the crop will be pretty similar to last year in terms of overall volume, but fruit size is down on last year, which is actually a good thing because we had a lot of big fruit last year. And big fruit, believe it or not, can be hard to sell sometimes.
Ian Albers says it was a huge challenge getting lemons offshore into markets like Japan, the US and China last year due to container availability and delayed shipments, but he says it seems things have improved.
We're just in the process of putting together our 2023 programs, and touch wood, things are looking to be a little better in terms of the shipping side of things, with costs coming down a bit. And a bit more reliability in terms of some of those vessel schedules and things like that.
Ian Albers says there is concern cost of living pressures biting in key markets could result in demand for New Zealand lemons dropping as they do sell for higher prices.
And Northland farmers are being asked to tighten security.
Yes, this is because police have noticed an increase in the number of thefts from rural properties, particularly around the Dargaville and Mangatapiri areas, mainly due to people leaving their keys in vehicles and farming equipment. A spokesperson says people should always remove the keys from their vehicles and lock the doors when they're not in use. They say quad bikes should be kept out of sight, ideally within a secured building, and homes, garages and farm buildings should be secured at night. And that's the Rural News.